My name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there! Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace, love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. This week's theme is actually a fan favorite. It's Christmas! With all the snow on the ground and more still falling, it just felt right. I walked to the station today and it was freezing. My phone said it was negative 11 outside, and honestly, it felt colder. And we've got a special guest on this week's episode joining us again, and that is Kaylin. Welcome back, Kaylin.
Hi, thank you. It feels really good to be back. This show is always such a good time, so I'm excited to jump into another episode, especially since it's a Christmas one.
I know, right? I love Christmas time and, of course, Christmas music. So let's get it started. The first song I'm playing is actually my all-time favorite Christmas song. It's so melodic and makes me feel so nostalgic and warm every time I hear it. That is, of course, Nat King Cole's song, The Christmas Song. It was actually written on a super hot day in July. The writers were imagining winter scenes, chestnuts, snowfall, everything, just to cool down. When Nat heard it, he added strings, recorded it in just a few takes, and turned it into one of the most iconic holiday sounds. Here it is, everyone, The Christmas Song. Enjoy!
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
And that was The Christmas Song, and honestly, in my opinion, the one true Christmas classic. Now, coming up next is a close second. It's by one of my all-time favorite singers, someone with what I think is the best, most effortless voice ever. Of course, Ella Fitzgerald. We're playing her version of Sleigh Ride, which she recorded back in the early 60s. She brought this bright, jazzy energy to it that instantly makes the song feel alive, like you're actually gliding through the snow. Ella adds these playful little riffs and that smooth swing she's known for, turning it into one of the most joyful Christmas takes ever recorded. Every time I hear her voice come in, it just feels like pure holiday magic, warm, fun, and timeless. So, here it is, everyone, Sleigh Ride by Ella Fitzgerald.
Show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. With you.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched applications for its 2026 Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. Young emerging artists are invited to come create new music in our studios, perform it live on air, attend industry workshops, get paid, and get studio recordings and video to build their artistic portfolios. Applications are live now via CFRC.ca and open through December 31st. Airwave YGK Musician Residencies are made possible through the support of the City of Kingston and Kingston Arts Council. Local lives here at CFRC. Apply today so we can amplify your talent tomorrow.
And that was a classic Christmas song in my household. Gee whiz, it's Christmas. It's one I've always loved singing with my dad, Jeff, while he plays piano. I've been singing that song since I was a little girl, and it always brings me back. It's a true holiday staple in our house. Next up, we have Merry Xmas, War's Over by John Lennon. I wanted to play this today because as I'm recording this, it's the 45th anniversary of his death. I've actually visited the Dakota where he was shot, and it's incredibly sad. He was such a musical genius. This sound originally started as a peace message during the Vietnam War. John and Yoko put up billboards around the world that said, "War is over if you want it." People connected with it so much that it turned into a message into a Christmas song. Warm, hopeful, and universal. They added a children's choir to make it even more powerful, and when they recorded it, the whole room felt like a moment of pure unity. Now, it's more than just a Christmas song. It's a yearly reminder to everyone to pause, reflect, and imagine a kinder world. Here it is, Merry Xmas.
Happy Christmas, Julie. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones.
packed, it feels like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top, I can't deny what I'm feeling inside. Nothing to think about the way you bring me to life. You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Every day that I'm with you. Look at the lights, twinkling bright, 24/7. Every inch of Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven, and I don't want to miss a single thing. Don't wanna put an end to all this shit, but as long as you're with me, it's always the time of the year. Like it's Christmas. Never wanna stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list.
that was Last Christmas by Wham. And fun fact, it's actually my mom's, Jennifer's, favorite Christmas song. I totally see why she loves it. That one was dedicated to her tonight because Christmas just wouldn't be the same without you. Love you, Mom. Next up, we've got a song that isn't technically a Christmas song, but it's still incredible. Please Come Home for Christmas. Charles Brown wrote it back in 1960 because he wanted a holiday song that felt real, not just cheerful. He sat at his piano late one night and wrote it almost like a letter, something honest for anyone missing someone during the holidays. When he recorded it, everyone in the studio could feel the warm, emotional pull, and that's why I'd see it a classic all these years later. I truly love this song, and honestly, I would listen to it all year round if I could. Here it is, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing.
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at HuntingtonSociety.ca.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more. Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow, 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 let it doesn't show signs of stopping. But I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. Snow, let snow, let it snow.
Here we are.
Next up is Jill Barber with her newest release from Holly Jolly Jill Barber, her take on You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. I've always loved that movie, and this song instantly brings me back to my childhood. So I hope you enjoy it. Here it is, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Jill Barber.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot. Mr. Grinch, you have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two, I'd take the seasick crocodile. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sin. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable. Mangled up and tangled up now. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich, with arsenic sauce. I always thought green looked good on me.
Reminiscing about this time of year, the holiday cheer, the love that makes it clear. children laugh and make it obvious why this precious time speaks to the child in us. Times have been so hard, it's been so tough to stay apart. But there's one thing I'm sure of, it makes me have the courage to sing this song. I'm so tired of feeling blue, all that matters is you. Feel this holiday season, cause it always comes through. Cold nights all alone, chills me to the bone. Thinking about your love and always brings me back home. About the time we missed, we'll make new memories and you can count on it. Now's the time we need to reconciliate, learn to love and not hate, come together for Lennon's sake. Times have been so hard, it's been so tough to stay apart. But there's one thing I'm sure of, it makes me have the courage to sing this. But if I knew this place, I could know you better. I would never say never, not even in snowy weather, like snowflakes from the sky. We'll dance in life's great treasures. I promise to do better. Feel this holiday season, cause it always comes through. Cold nights on my own, chills me to the bone. Thinking about your loving.
Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I'll be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with the duplex and checks, sign your ex on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. And trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Let's see. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Well, everyone, I'm afraid we're getting close to my last set of the night. All right, KK, it's that time again, our hidden gem of the week.
Finally, I've been waiting for this moment like it was Christmas morning.
Well, it is a Christmas episode after all.
True, but this is the present I actually want.
Aw, so for this week's hidden gem, it's one of my personal favorites, I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren.
And can you please explain to everyone why this very random, very non-Christmas song has made it onto our Christmas show?
Okay, listen, it's not random. I picked it because I love the movie A Very Merry Christmas, and this song just happens to be in it.
Right, of course. Classic Jen logic. If Bill Murray has touched it, it automatically becomes festive.
Exactly. It's science. Proven facts only on the show Peace, Love, and Jenny.
Festive or not, it's a vibe. So let's get into it.
All right. Here it is, everyone. I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren. This week's hidden gem. And everyone have a great night. And remember to tune in next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC for more Peace, Love, and Jenny. Here it is.
I saw the light.
So I knew that there was something. tired of the same old playlist? Well, you have two options. Either turn the radio off or turn it up with Power Hour. I'm your host, Disheveled, and we're bringing you the most explosive headbanging rock on the airwaves. From deep cuts from your favorite classic rock bands to the best in up-and-coming rock and roll, we're here to rattle your speakers. Don't miss Power Hour.